Queen Elsa and Princess Anna, along with their friends, journey far beyond Arendelle to an enchanted forest. To find out what happens, let's begin now. When Queen Elsa and Princess Anna were children, their parents often told them stories about the past. One night, King Agnar told them about the Northuldra, people from an enchanted forest. The Arendellians had built them a dam as an offering of friendship. But then everything changed, and the two sides went to war. Angered spirits trapped both groups in the forest, but King Agnar somehow escaped. After the story, Queen Iduna soothed the girls with a lullaby.
When I was little, my mother would sing a song about a special river called Atahalan that was said to hold all the answers about the past, about what we are a part of.
Many years had passed since those days, and though their parents were gone, the girls had found family in their best friends, Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf. But one day, Anna noticed that something was bothering Elsa.
You're wearing Mother's scarf. You do that when something's wrong.
Though Elsa refused to admit it, something was wrong. Someone or something was calling to her. It seemed as though no one else could hear it, but it tugged at her, as if trying to draw her out of the kingdom. Though she tried with all her might, she couldn't silence it. Later that night, Elsa found herself answering the mysterious voice, singing along and trying to follow it. Images of an enchanted forest blossomed from her fingertips and surrounded her. Fascinated, Elsa blasted out her power, and an enormous shockwave swept across the kingdom. Fire vanished from the lanterns, the fountains and waterfalls dried up. The wind even began to push everyone out of Arendelle. Villagers stumbled over the rippling cobblestones, and everyone headed for stable ground.